With that, we welcome in David Turkile, Executive Director of Business Services at Vanderbilt. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir. This is one thing that really bothers me, because we know why it's happening, right? And we know that this is something that we can fix. The old joke, David, is, you know, if somebody had told them that they could make money bottling water and selling it years and years ago, they'd have started doing it because they'd be rich. And I mention that because the fact of the matter is, this is a relatively recent development in terms of the plastics that we're generating and then maybe recycling, maybe not.
Yeah, you know, and I think you bring up a good point. You know, just the way that bottlers are set up is for the plastic bottles. And to be honest, you know, I think a lot of recognition and understanding is just coming to light. You know, we've seen in the marketplace a real shift by the larger companies, a recognition in that, and moving to more sustainable products that have a recycling stream. But as you pointed out, here at Vanderbilt University, we took the step of eliminating plastic soda and water bottles from all of our dining operations here on campus.
So obviously you didn't think, and I'm being realistic, David, and I'm complimenting you. I'm not criticizing the program at all, because I told everybody how I feel about this plastic thing. But you guys knew you weren't going to change the universe, but you thought it had to start somewhere. And I'm just wondering, what was the catalyst to get you guys to finally pull the trigger on this? And again, not finally, meaning you put it off. Help me, David. I'm trying to be nice here.
No, you know, the...
And I don't get a lot of practice doing that, being nice, David, and that might be why I'm struggling. As a matter of fact, let's take a break here. We'll pick it up when we come back about what was the catalyst to get Vanderbilt to do this, and what is it like in terms of life on campus? Has it affected anything? Are people buying into this, et cetera? We're talking about plastics and the problems that they pose, I guess, to use a plastic. Plastics explode. Plastics are trouble. 820. Again, I'm a little rattled here by being nice. Time for traffic on WWL. Tommy, if you think a plastic bottle sitting on the ground affects the climate, I think you insane. I don't think you think that. No, I don't. Somebody else texted in, we have a problem with Africa and Asia and ocean plastics, but that doesn't mean that we don't make it worse. And in terms of climate change, believe what you want. All I'm saying is this is something that we can directly do something about, because we do have a big problem with plastics that take 450 years to break down. There are plastic islands that have been documented in the ocean. There is sea life that gets affected by eating these plastics. And I just think this is something that we can do something about. At Vanderbilt University, LSU's opponent this week, they have done something, which is banning all plastic bottles, etc., on campus. Our guest, David Turkile, Executive Director of Business Services at Vanderbilt. So let me go to this. For LSU fans that are headed to Vanderbilt, what can they expect in the stadium in terms of plastics, whatever, when they buy a beverage or some kind of food product?
Right. So when you go into the stadium, there are bottled beverages there in the stadium. You know, a lot of that, especially as you're looking at water, is really a public safety issue. And there's no good solution in the marketplace right now to ensure that fans are able to stay hydrated when it's so hot outside. And it has been extremely hot, you know, the last game that we played here at Georgia. And it's going to be hot tomorrow. So it's important that everybody's safe during the game.
All right. So for a student on campus, what is it, or faculty member, what does it look like, this new rule to them?
Yeah, so all of our undergrad students were given reusable water bottles as they came on campus this year. We installed hydration stations around campus so that they would have access to water as they needed it. And you know, also from an economic standpoint, this is something that helps save them money as well.
What about spending? Has that saved the university any money? Is it costing more to do this? And do you have any estimate on how much plastic you're saving, or how much you guys were going through?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. You know, really from a cost standpoint, it's neutral, if not a little bit more expensive, just the amount of money that we're putting back into infrastructure to support this action. But, you know, I'm glad that you asked that question about bottles. You know, by taking this action, we're going to save 430,000 plastic bottles per year. And we were able to pull numbers last year. And if we had taken this action 4 years ago, a graduating student while they were here, there were 1.7 million plastic soda and water bottles that were purchased on campus during their time here.
Is part of this, too, you get the students to think this way, and then as they go on with their lives, almost like Johnny Appleseed, Johnny Plastic Seed, I guess it would be, they spread the message, they live their lives like this, and then before you know it, it has a branching effect?
Well, I mean, that we hope is a byproduct of this. And, you know, you'd asked before we went into the break, you know, how this fit into the overall university. And we as a university have a goal to be carbon neutral by 2050. And eliminating plastic bottles on campus by 2025 is just one piece of that.
I appreciate your time, David. Are you guys the only SEC school doing this?
We are the only school that we're aware of that has eliminated both plastic soda and water bottles. There are a number of universities that have eliminated plastic water bottles.
So in terms of what do you call this thing? I went to a commuter school, basically. So I didn't, dorm life and all of that stuff, can students bring in what they want, or are they completely banned?
Oh, absolutely. No. Yeah, they're welcome to bring on campus, you know, plastic soda and water bottles. We just don't offer them for sale in our operations.
Thank you, David. I appreciate your time. I really do. You want to make a prediction on the game tomorrow?
Well, I know how hard Coach Mason and our players work, so I'm not going to bet against them.
David, real quick, and I've always wondered about this. The Commodores, how do they get that name?
Well, the original founder of Vanderbilt University was in shipping. So that's where that comes from.
And he was a Commodore, I guess?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I just know he was in shipping. So,
thank you, David. I appreciate your time.
All right, Tommy. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Go Tigers. David LaKyle, Executive Director of Business School Services at Vanderbilt. People are texting in, well, you need to get this guy for the other side of climate change, et cetera. I'm not talking about climate change. I'm talking about plastics. I don't know how you can look at these oceans or islands of plastic in the ocean and not be concerned about it, or landfills, because every time we make a plastic bottle, we are creating something, barring recycling, that's going to be around for 450 years. So I guess maybe if you recycle it, you can cut down on it a substantial amount. And people are texting in about Asia and so forth. They say the numbers are 90 to 10. I don't know what they are, but it seems to me, why add that extra 10% if it's cost neutral? We'll be back right now. Time for WWL First News. And with that, we go to David Blake. Sorry, Dave Cohen.